Whenever my daughter has one of her good friends over who has a nut allergy, I always reach for Made Good snacks. As a matter of fact, that's how we discovered them. I was looking for something that was nut-free, also dairy-free, and turns out they're fantastic. And so we get them whether her friend with the allergies comes over or not. Made Good snacks are baked with good intentions like organic ingredients, whole grains, and hidden veggies. They're free from common allergens such as peanuts and dairy. They are packed with nutrition and awesome taste. Granola bars, mini bites, Rice Krispie squares, cookies, and more. Grab some today and pack them in your kids' school lunch or in your purse. Learn more at madegoodfoods.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, and we have quite a surprise for you this January and February 2020. We are doing Thursday Throwback Celebrity Edition here on Naturally Savvy. We are adding a second show per week. Yes, a second show. So we will have interviews, new interviews on Tuesdays, and Throwback Thursday Celebrity Edition interviews on, you guessed it, Thursdays. So we are super excited to be bringing back these wonderful celebrities. We have got Alan Arkin, Jennifer Esposito, Suzanne Summers, Carol Alt, Marianne Williamson, and Kelly LeBrock. So stay tuned and you will get to hear one of these great people for the next 2 months here on Naturally Savvy. Please rate, review, subscribe, and follow us on Twitter at Lisa Davis MPH and at Andrea Donsky. Also, don't forget at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD.
Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we are huge fans of Carol Alt, and we're so glad that she joins us twice a month on the show. Well, she is back today to talk about her new book, A Healthy You. Hi, Carol. So glad to have you back.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me back.
All right, Carol, tell us all about A Healthy You.
Well, you know, first, if you don't mind, I just wanted to interject a little bit because I know both of you girls wrote books, and Lisa, I had you on the show about your book, which was a very interesting segment. But Andrea sent me a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food. And I have to tell you, this was like a very cute little book, but I wanted to just say to your listeners that what's great about this book is it's kind of a bridge to raw. Because what Andrea is trying to do is teach people how, if you're going to eat junk food, to find the least junky junk food. That's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and what I
exactly.
try to do when I teach people to go raw is I try to give them the less junky food to transition to first, and then to take the next step so that you're doing things in steps and it's not overwhelming. So, you know, this is a nice little adjunct to what I do, because if you can, from here, once you start being aware of what's in your food, you can become more and more aware and then possibly add more and more raw as you go along. So it's a cute little book, Andrea. Thank you for sending it to me.
Oh, thanks, Carol. I appreciate that. Well, I'm very excited about your new book. And, you know, tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write it.
Well, I think what happened was is there was a lot of people asking questions for the Ask Carol segments of the show. And then there were people who would write in after the show was over and say, oh, this is a great segment, but I didn't catch the lower third, you know, on the bottom of the TV with this mm-hmm. person's website. So could you send it to me, or how do I get it? And you know, even though we were doing a lot of stuff on carolalt.com, I was rerunning segments and doing recaps of the show and trying to give the information and everything, I just realized that sometimes people miss it because they're listening to the show, but they might not be watching, which is cool, too, because as long as you get the information, I don't care how you get it.
Right.
So I was talking with the people at Fox, and I was like, you know, the best way to get all this, the best of the best information on my show to people is to put it down, write it somewhere. And they went, why don't we just put this in a book? And I was like, you know what? That's a really good idea, because in a book, what I get to talk about, now, this isn't every exercise out there. It's the best of the exercises we had on the show for my watchers. You know, it's the best of the best nutritional information. And that goes across the board, because, you know, I'm heavy into nutrition. Because without good nutrition, everything else is just
you know, not worthwhile, really. If you don't feel good, you can't work out. If you don't feel good, you don't look good in those new jeans you bought. If you don't feel good, you're not nice to the people around you. So, you know, if you don't feel good, you're not going to age well either. So for me, you know, nutrition is the linchpin, which is where we start in the book. So I took the best of the best doctors who came on the show, and this is also things that I have been doing for 17 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like to hold myself out as an example, not because, oh, yo, I'm so proud of what I did. No, because, it, you know, I've had such health issues, and I have come back from the brink several times. And I just want to teach people that if I can do it, you can do it. If I can make my health better, you can make your health better. And these are the things that I did. And here's a doctor who backs up what I did because, you know, I'm just a model. I get it. But, you know, there's certain things that just really, really work. And, you know, you go out there in the marketplace and you have all these people marketing all this garbage to you, things that don't work. They didn't try. They won't even put their face on the product because they're like 90 years old and they look terrible. They put some 20-year-old to sell you wrinkle cream. Do you know what I mean? So this is just sorry, but it's true. I mean, I was that 20-year-old, and I'm like, you know, in a studio with, you know, 50, 60-year-old people who are pushing a wrinkle cream, and I'm like, man, do you use this? Because, yo, I don't want to be 60 and look like you. So, you know, I see them selling with these 20-year-olds. You know, a 20-year-old doesn't need wrinkle cream, but you want to look like that 20-year-old, so you buy that wrinkle cream. And I'm going like, you know what? It starts from the inside. So it's the nutrition, the best of the best nutrition. It's fitness. It's anti-aging. You know, so we do some great, you know, home remedies so you don't have to spend a fortune because beauty shouldn't be just for the rich. And, you know, stuff like that. And then I put, of course, a lot of antidotes and things that I've learned over the course of the years to help guide you through this, you know, it's a labyrinth of garbage out there. And, you know, when someone is sitting there and saying, listen, this is tried and true. I did this. I'm 54 years old. I did this. It helped me. You know, I would be dead right now if I didn't do some of these things. And a lot of people, unfortunately, they wait until something happens instead of just saying, hey, this is so easy to do every day. It's just so easy to do, girls. It really is.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. And exactly, if you have somebody who's done it and it's worked for them and we look at you and you're such a perfect model, no pun intended, of health. But by the way, I have to say something about those wrinkle creams. When I was a kid, and this is true, I would watch those commercials and I would think, those girls are so young. What? I don't even know. Like, this is totally false advertising. They don't have any wrinkles. So I was on the ball.
Yes, but as you get older, you go, right, and as you get older, you go, geez, I'd really like to look like that. Let me try that cream. You forget that little voice in your head when you were like a kid looking at television and going, that's silly. Why does she need wrinkle cream?
Yeah, it's so funny.
No, you know, it's very true.
It is very true. And it's got, you know, I'm listening to this and I'm laughing because, you know, as we age, and most of us, I mean, I only started to care about wrinkles and as I started to get older, like you're saying, Carol, and I think the key is, like you're saying, it's not so much on the outside, it's from the inside, and we really have to nourish ourselves from the inside out. And having the experience that you've had and interviewed the people that you interviewed, you really got the best of the best information. So I think it's amazing that you compiled it.
Yeah, it's a resource book. We compiled it. It picked the best of the things that I know work, and I compiled it, and the things that I know that everybody can do. You know, but you just said something that was really quite interesting, however. You said to me, I didn't really care about wrinkles. But that's the problem. And I know that statement, I always think of it the older I get, was that, you know, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah,
I didn't think about wrinkles when I was a kid. I didn't think about getting sick or having health issues. And in fact, when I turned raw, it wasn't about health issues at that moment. I mean, it was minor health issues. It was heartburn. It's that I thought if I could feel a little better, great. But it really was about vanity when I first did this. And I'm the first to admit it. It was, I'm starting to look old. Like, if I had done this when I was 20 or 30, I would have saved myself so many health issues, the fear, the waste of time going to doctors and all this stuff that just interferes with your life, and the lack of joy because you're not feeling good, and maybe they don't even know what's wrong with you. And the truth of the matter is like, I don't ever wish that. I'm my worst enemy. I wouldn't wish that.
because it's a horrible way to live. So I do these things exactly because of what you said. Not because, oh, you're going to get old and wrinkly, but because you forget or you don't want to face the fact that you're going to get old and wrinkly. And this is like, you know, do this every day and keep yourself from getting into that moment where you go like, oh, shoot, I need to do something. But now you got to dig yourself out of a hole.
Right.
Yeah. And then you got to do something bigger, cosmetic procedures or surgery. I mean, it is. So if you can start young, and even if you can't, any age you can make a difference is huge. Carol, this is so fantastic. Tell us where we can pre-order your wonderful book, A Healthy You.
For sure, on Amazon.com. Those guys are amazing over there. Amazon.com has our book pre-ordered. Or you could go to your bookstore and ask them to bring it in. I even say, you know what? Go to your library and ask them to bring it in. So then you could borrow it, you know?
It's a great idea.
These things
aren't about raising money. This stuff is for me about getting this information out there. And you guys do such a good job in helping me do that. And thank you so much always for having me on your show.
Oh, Carol, it is our pleasure. I want to thank everyone for listening. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Have a great day and stay well.